I want to get right into it. I want to dig right into our first topic of the day, and it is the Fargo-Moorhead diversion. We touched on it some last week when I was down in the Twin Cities about the diversion having an option coming forward, or at least an alternative proposed by the opponents of the current diversion. Well, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers was in town yesterday to kind of take a look at things and talk with diversion authority leaders. One of the people who's involved with that was Cass County Administrator Keith Burnt, and he joins us on the Mike McFeely Show right now. Hello, Keith Burnt. Good to talk to you again. How are you?
Hello, Mike. Doing fine.
Good, good, good. So how did things go with the Corps yesterday, Keith? It sounds like, by all accounts, it went well.
It was a very positive meeting. And as you mentioned, Mississippi Valley Commander Brigadier General DeLuca was in town along with the St. Paul District Commander Colonel Kaprowski, and gave them an opportunity to get their boots on the ground and see the project firsthand. General DeLuca is relatively new. He's been in his position as the commander since September, and he plays a very important role in the Corps of Engineers and can be a strong advocate for our project.
What'd you do? What'd you tell him? What'd you show him?
Well,
where'd they go?
Since he was relatively new, we spent some time going through just how tough the flood fights are here, and it gave an opportunity for local leaders to reflect on why the project is so important and you know, just to show what we go through. That was the first part of our message. And I think during that, one of the observations I made that was particularly interesting is, since we have a relatively new mayor in Moorhead, Mayor Williams, she commented that while they're happy that Moorhead sits a little higher than Fargo, she did note that 55% of their population works in Fargo.
Mm-hmm. Yes, many of us cross the Red River to work in Fargo and earn our paychecks here. So many of us see the big, broad picture who live in Minnesota and would like to see this project go through, Keith. And I am one of those people. I've been upfront about that from the very start. I think I get it, that if Fargo goes under, there's an awful lot of people in Minnesota who are going to be hurt by that and maybe out of jobs for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Was there any talk about opposition to the diversion, Keith? Was there any talk about some of the lawsuits happening?
We provided a brief update on the litigation that's ongoing. And I think the general... Yeah, he's been involved in a lot of very large projects like this, and I think he understands you don't have a billion-dollar project without having some opposition, and unfortunately, it's probably unusual to have a project of this size without some litigation. So I don't think any of that surprised him a bit.
No, and I wouldn't think so, because when you talk about some of the projects that the Corps has done in the past, I'm guessing 100% of them have faced some sort of opposition. I don't think there's ever been a project of any size, much less this size, Keith, that didn't face opposition.
No.
It's expected, and quite frankly, some of it is healthy to have that opposition.
Yes, it is, and there's always, it's not to dismiss the concerns of those people that are impacted. We just have to have a project that minimizes those impacts, and then treat those folks that are adversely impacted fairly. And that's what we think. We've got a project now that really does minimize the adverse impacts.
Keith Burnt, Cass County Administrator, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. Last time I had you on, Keith, it was sort of new news that the upstream opponents of the diversion had come out and said, we have an alternative plan, and here's our alternative plan. We want to move the diversion where it leaves the Red River further north, and we want to have what we're calling, or what they call, distributive storage, i.e. holding water back on the Wild Rice and some other tributaries to the Red. I came out that day and said, I don't think that this is any different than what the Corps has already studied and the diversion authority has already studied and has dismissed, because it just costs more money and impacts more people. Did you talk about that yesterday? Did you talk about that, the alternative?
We did briefly, but you know, what I've learned since our last visit, as you mentioned, when we talked a week ago, the plan had just been unveiled. What I have learned since then is they really don't have a plan. I mean, they've taken and cobbled together a couple of the previous ideas that have been dismissed, have been studied in detail, and they really don't have anything there that's viable. So,
how many more houses would be impacted? How many more properties would be impacted if the diversion was to move north?
Two components to what's being suggested. One is all of the distributed storage, which is really an unworkable solution, and even if it were buildable or affordable, it just doesn't work as effectively, or really doesn't work at all for this project. That's the first fatal flaw. And then secondly, by moving 2 miles north, we get somewhere around another 200 homes that would be impacted by that would go into the pool, and very few would fall out.
One thing that the diversion opponents have often said, Keith, is that we just want to sit down with the leaders of Fargo and talk with them about this and come to a solution. I don't understand why that they think that they should be able to sit down and work out a compromise or something. That's not how this
you
works.
Well, you know what's the funny thing about that is, you know, we don't want to be cavalier or dismissive of ideas, but at the same time, when you've had hundreds of people working for 5 years feverishly and spent millions and millions of dollars on trying to get it just right, then to think that you're going to bring a group of lay people into the conference room table and sit down for an hour and come up with a better idea, it's just not a realistic way of thinking. What? And you know what? Something that's being missed too, I think, or maybe not, some people are starting to figure it out, but it really struck home to me here recently. I'd gotten a message from a gentleman that lives in a rural subdivision just a little way south of Fargo, and he's an 87-year-old World War II veteran, retired, you know, presumably on a fixed income, lives across the road and about four houses away from the Red River. So he's not right on the river, and it's a pretty modest house. I think the value is about $180,000. He said his flood insurance 2 years ago was $350 a year. Then it recently jumped to $2,400 a year. Now he's been notified recently that it's going up to $3,200 a year. Oof. And that he'll see those increments, those continued for the next several years, it's going to go up in those similar $800 a year increments. So that's another reason why the diversion is becoming more and more urgent, so that, you know, in addition to the need for real protection and stability in this community, we can't be driving people out of their houses because they can't afford their flood insurance.
Keith, are there people in rural Cass County who are coming to the county, coming to the Diversion Authority, asking if they can sell their land to the Diversion Authority or get easements for it? Is that happening?
We have been, just in the last 2 months, we've bought a number of parcels of land, and they were all just that same way. We got the first one. We were aware of a parcel that was right in the footprint that came up for auction, so we went and bought that. And as soon as that, you know, that rumor traveled that we had started buying land, then we were approached by a number of other property owners, and we're in the process of closing on a number of parcels of land right
now. Keith, thank you. As always, good stuff. I appreciate it. Keep up the good fight, okay?
Okay, we'll do it.
Yep, bye. You bet. Keith Berndt, he is the Cass County Administrator, talking about the FM diversion and some of his meetings yesterday, and others as well, with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.